Medea was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was the daughter to King Aete, the keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find a legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleece, murdered her brother, and hurled his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aete pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in the office, blocking Jason's right to the throne. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his usefulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared that she would no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled?
Yeah.
Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife, as she cried out in her plight, was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers reap such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. Mm.